The current occupant of the White House has renewed his attacks on so-called earmarked congressional spending. Earmarks are pet projects, items in which lawmakers specify exactly which corporation, university, or local government should get the money. The president has plenty of allies in this debate, but the way he's gone about it leaves some big questions, as NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Earmarks ought to be cut in half. That's what the president's budget proposal said yesterday. Mr. Bush himself spelled it out when he gave his State of the Union speech. He came down especially hard on one particular category of earmarks, the ones that get hidden away in committee reports. The president said it like this.
You didn't vote them into law. I didn't sign them into law. Yet they are treated as if they have the force of law. The time has come to end this practice.
Oh, wait a minute. That was last year's speech. Mr. Bush took another whack at it last week in this year's State of the Union address.
I will issue an executive order that directs federal agencies to ignore any future earmark that is not voted on by Congress.
Now, here's what the president is getting at. When the House or Senate Appropriations Committee sends a spending bill to the floor, it also sends a small book explaining the bill. That's called the committee report. Not that many people read it. So that's where lawmakers often put the earmarks. A big overall dollar amount goes into the bill, gets debated, voted on, and signed into law. The detailed instructions on how the money is divided up and who gets it goes in the report. This sleight of hand makes for an easy target. But in fact, the president pulled his punch. He sort of slid past the key word, future. You might want to listen again.
I will issue an executive order that directs federal agencies to ignore any future earmark that is not voted on by Congress.
A key thing to recognize is he declares war on future earmarks, not the ones that he just signed into law.
Steve Ellis is vice president of the nonprofit group Taxpayers for Common Sense. He's referring to a bill signed by Mr. Bush in December that had 11,000 earmarks.
He's pushing the heavy lifting off to the next president.
With that one word, future, Mr. Bush may have avoided any more earmark battles with Congress. There's a good chance Democrats will sit on next year's spending decisions till January 2009, hoping that the next president will be a Democrat. Scott Lilly is with the Liberal Center for American Progress. He used to direct the House Appropriations Committee staff. He argues that the president's approach is all wrong. A bit counterintuitively, he says the obscure non-legislative earmarks are smarter. That's because they haven't been enacted into law.
The agencies can evaluate them and go back and say, we really don't think this is a good idea. This would be a waste of money.
And the appropriators on Capitol Hill might agree. On a broader scale, Lilly says it's a mistake to think that all congressional earmarks are bad.
The Predator unmanned flying vehicle, which is probably the most important weapon of the past decade, was a congressional add to an appropriation bill when neither the Air Force nor the White House were particularly excited about it.
And the same with body armor early in the Iraq War. A congressional add-on provided more money for body armor and more accountability for getting it to the troops. Now, the watchdogs say, if only Congress could resist those earmarks for new highway interchanges and bridges to nowhere. But doing that is a matter for leaders on Capitol Hill, not for a mandate from the White House. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.